Okay. And say your first name, please.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
You don't have to take the bad poison apple from the witch. That is your message today. Okay, let's see if I can get some more detail and clarity to that. And say your name one more time.
Afril.
And say it one more time.
Afril.
Yeah, so if others want to, see, here's the deal. Everyone's working out of their level of consciousness. It's as simple as that. And so if someone's working on this level of consciousness of fear and scary monster sort of stuff, and watch where you walk because something bad's going to happen at any moment, well, more power to them. In other words, we all have free will, and that's just the way it is. There's like this crystal staircase we're all walking up, and it's our right how long we want to take. If we want to have some more snacks from the snack machine, well, then so be it. So there are those around you that I'm going to term fear mongers that are going to hand you fear. It's going to be in the form of a poison apple, or in literal terms, in the form of simply extending their own mirage, extending their own mirage. It's for you to develop an understanding of, number one, you have the ability and the right to say, no, thank you. No, thank you. No poison apple today. Thank you very much. Number one. But number two, this will support and help you grandly, is to have the energy of compassion for the awareness that, I don't want to say they don't know any better because that's a little bit condescending. For the understanding that this is the energy they're attending to now, and to have compassion for their suffering because they're kind of locked into this paradigm right now.
Yeah.
So that is your ticket home. So number one, don't take the apple. Number two, as you have and develop, and this is like serious mastery training here, as you develop the compassion for the understanding that this is all they can offer because it's all that's in their bag. They're offering what's in their bag, but that's all that's in there. So as the compassion will help you on your spiritual path, and it will also help you to stabilize your energy field, to not get sunk into their game or their ticket, so to speak, because the compassion is love. The compassion is going to keep you in that higher vibration. It's going to protect you, and it's also kind of like the way to self-mastery in terms of offering them love rather than anger, rather than conflict. And the love is healing. So in other words, it heals both parties. Does that make sense, honey?
Yeah, I think it's to do with my dad. He's deep in fear.
Yeah.
Anxiety, made love.
Yeah. All right, and say your name one more time, honey.
Afril.
This is all about you learning what your driving rights are. This is about you learning your driving rights and understanding that you're to negotiate. You're to negotiate your highway, your path. So if you think about like the analogy of driving, that you know you're driving your vehicle. You're the driver. So it's about taking responsibility for that. And the judgment, unfortunately, because it's so funny when I'm listening to the talk you're receiving, I've done the same thing. I mean, I have not taken the apple in clear judgment of the person offering me the apple. And so what it is then you're still buying into the illusion as opposed to stepping up into your mastery. So you got step one, but not step two. So step two is having the compassion that God bless this person handing me the apple. They're in fear and they don't understand that fear is an illusion. See, I've got the triumph card for you. There you go, triumph. That fear is an illusion, And there's another place to live. There's another place to live. So the more that you love yourself without understanding, you don't have to be threatened by it anymore. You don't have to be affected by it anymore. And you don't even have to try not to take the apple because it's not even in your paradigm anymore. So that's what they're supporting, is you really understanding the shoes that you're now wearing, the shoes that you're now wearing.
Thank you.
You are so very welcome. So beautiful a message. So beautiful a message. And you have female masters that are supporting you. I literally see you walking, and it's like they're holding your hand on either side. They're holding your hand on either side. It is so fantastic. It's almost like they're gliding you. You know, it's like, come on, here we go. We got to keep walking. It's really, really good. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Hey, Deborah.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi. I've been having a hard time keeping my vibration up. I've been falling into depression. I almost have this feeling like I'm being left behind, and I'm just struggling with it.
Okay. Nice to see you again. It was so much fun seeing you. Oh my gosh, I loved it. Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
You're a little bit like Avril. Avril, it was more concrete. It was kind of like, here, take this apple regarding like this specific issue. Like, you need to worry about this issue, this one issue. For you, it feels like, I thought you were just processing your own stuff, but I have a very strong feeling that you're processing other people's stuff for them. So I don't know, just kind of look in your personal life, family members, best friends, coworkers, something like that. You're very good. I'm gonna say it this way. You don't understand quite yet the powers that you have. You're this high level priestess kind of lady, and you have the ability to process out energies for others. So in Buddhism, they call it tonglen, kind of taking the suffering from others. You're doing that for somebody. So I don't really even think it's necessarily bad that you are, because there's a very strong heart connection between the person that you're helping and supporting. But you do need to clear yourself out. You do need to clear yourself out. So that would be like going into nature and just, you know, when you're sitting in nature, get your feet on Mother Earth. And just sit with those vibrations and ask Gaia, like have a relationship with Gaia. It's like Sierra is a friend. Ask for help and support in releasing some of these energies. I feel like somebody in your life is releasing stuff or going through something, and it's just overwhelming them. And so you're like, well, I'll love you. I'll take some of that for you. So that's number one that's going on. You can do the traditional stuff. I can send you some mantras. The mantras really would work, but they're long. But I'll send it to you if you want. But what you want to do, I mean, that's what I do when I get really stuck. I have this one mantra, and I can do the audio and send you the phonetic spelling of it. I mean, it's long, but I just keep doing it over and over and over until I clear. And it's kind of like, oh my God, I'm sane again. Thank goodness. But clear yourself. So let me see what else is going on in addition to that, and say your first name again.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time, honey.
Deborah.
I know this sounds weird, but you need a stretch. I'm seeing you stretching. There's something about something in your body that you're holding energy. I'll be really honest, I have never given this message ever. It doesn't even make sense to me logically, but I'm literally looking at you stretching. And somehow that's going to release some energy. So I guess you could get a massage or body work or something, but I literally just see you kind of just stretching at your body, and somehow, like I'm seeing, like, if you were maybe yoga, whatever, but like literally just stretching, it releases something for you. So you can even just get on the floor and just touch your toes, you know, on either side or whatever. But that'll give you some relief for whatever reason. Okay, let me see what else, and say your name again.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
There's something you really fear. I don't know what it is, but instead of dealing with it, it's like it kind of went underground. And so you're experiencing it as depression, but it's really fear that's suppressed. Okay, so let me see what to do about that. Well, I've got white lights going off all around, so you are so supported. Deborah, if you could understand how hot I am getting right now, like you would think it's a hot yoga class here. And it's just the energies that are coming forth to support you. So one moment, please. Like all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my gosh. Deborah, say your name one more time.
Deborah.
And say it one more time.
Deborah.
Yeah, I get that. So here's the thing. I don't even know that you know what that fear is about. And the reason I say this is you're way more psychic than you realize. And it has to do with something you're aware of that's coming down the pike. So you're aware of it and then went into fear with it. And so instead of claiming your power, it's so funny. We make decisions so much ahead of time. It's like amazing when I tune into this, how much of our life occurs beyond the part that we actually experience. But in any event, what I'm watching is you went into fear. And so the fear just got trapped and then it became depression. But this is really about you deciding to play the power card instead. And that's what I'm looking at. They're showing me the power card. I'll show you the two cards if you just send me an email. They're showing me the power card, where you're just kind of like, you know, remember that commercial, like, oh, I could have had a V8 instead of eating this lemon meringue pie that's 1,000 calories. Like, oh, why didn't I do that? It's kind of like that. It's reminding you that you have choice, that you don't have to live in this fear cycle every time something new presents itself. It's like, wait a minute, you know, it's kind of like playing this game and it's your turn and it's like, okay, what are you gonna do? And you're like, wait a minute, I have the perfect card for that. Like if you're playing whatever the game is, like I'll use this card, you know? So you're in the process of relieving yourself of really 3D consciousness is what you're doing. And so Spirit's asking you to remember that you have the power card to play. Because if you know you've got the power, which you clearly do, my friend, there's really nothing to fear. The fear is because you don't think you have the power, and you do. So they're showing me the fear. They're showing me the power card, and then they're showing me another card from another one of my decks. I'll find it for you. But it's a female, and she's on a horse, and she's got the flag in her hand, and the energy of it is triumph. She actually looks a little bit like you. It's funny. But here's the thing, and say your name one more time.
Deborah.
Yeah, it's for you to remember your power, my friend. I've got, Sekhmet? Sekhmet? It's an Egyptian goddess, the one with the lion face. Spend some time with Sekhmet, please. I know your whole thing, I think you're Isis. Are you Isis?
Yeah.
But spend some time with Sekhmet and just remember who you are. And that's what Spirit's saying to you. Please just remember who you are. You don't need, I'm going to be really honest with you. I've got lights going off all around you. you really, I this is not an age thing, but I'm just going to generalize. You really don't need to spend the second half of your life thinking like 3D anymore. You really don't. Because as you start working with the energies that you know how to use, this is all about demonstrating your power. It's like, it's so cute how they do this. I see you playing this game. And it's like you've got these cards sitting out in front of you. And like every time, whatever comes up, whatever riddle of life, it's kind of like, wait a minute, okay, I'm going to use this card, I'm going to use this card. And that's how you move through it. And they're showing me the Oracle card of awareness. So I'll send that one to you as well. But you got to remind me. But anyway, it's like above his head, he's got like this circle, which is kind of like that halo that we always see. I mean, it's just illuminated mind. It's just illuminated awareness. And so with that awareness, everything's solvable. Nothing to fear at all. Nothing to fear at all. So you're a little, and say your name one more time.
Deborah.
I have to say it. I'm so sorry. You're a little bit slow to trust yourself. You're a little bit slow to kind of get with the program of realizing who you are. I've got blue lights. When I said that, I have blue lights and confirmation. And those blue lights feel very strong and very, very supportive of you. It's your job opportunity, your life path, to start believing in your multidimensional self, to stop playing life just from that 3D reality. They're saying, hey, you know, you're processing someone's energy. That was the first thing they reported. And they said, you know, like, does that give you a clue that you're playing on different levels and that you've got like more cards to work with in terms of problem solving than they're saying that you could ever dream of? And so it's for you to start like acknowledging that, allowing that to have life and support you. And you're just gonna be amazed. Like it's really time to move from, you know, this spirituality stuff, it's a fun hobby. Like this is my hobby, this is what I do. Here are my books, here are my tarot cards. It's like moving from hobby to I live this. I know this to be true. This is how I live. This is how I operate. This is how I function. And I got this. I have Sekhmet. She's so beautiful. And she's got like some kind of platter. You know, she's golden, or at least that's how she's presenting to me. And she has this platter. And the platter, you can't see me, sorry. But the platter is gold. And it's like she's offering this to you. And she's basically saying, and it's so funny with my long hair, I actually look like her right now to me. And she's like, you know, join us. And she's making this offering to you that as you seal your fate and what you're entitled to, you will receive your upgrade. I just can't even begin to tell you how you're glowing right now. I can't even begin to tell you. So it's about realizing that it's time to use all of your functions. And not to be scared. So do you have any questions regarding any of that?
What you're saying makes sense. As soon as you said I'm processing somebody's energy, I think it's my dad. He has Alzheimer's, and I'm not around. They live in South Carolina, so I'm not really around them much. But then on Thursday, I had to put my dog down, and I could kind of feel both, like, I know my dad, that is always kind of running in the background because I have no control over it, you know? So that just came to me when you said that, it makes sense. But then after my dog, I kind of just fell into this thing where I'm like, okay, I got to get out of this, you know? So thanks, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
And say your first name again.
Deborah.
You have the ability to tune into your dog's energy so that you know your dog is alive and well. You do. So just so know that even if you're not ready to do it now, over time, you will feel your dog's presence as you permit yourself to open. It's not that you're not ready to open. It's that you're in the process of permitting it. But my very strong feeling, they're going, yes, yes, say yes, is you will have communications with your dog. You will feel that, just so you know.
Thanks.
Okay? All right. All right, Miss Valerie, how can we help you today?
I'll let them take the stage first, and then if I have a question, time for a question, I'll ask. Sure.
Okay. I got a Sphinx. It's ancient Egypt day. Because I'm looking at a Sphinx when I tune into you. One moment, please. Okay, and say your first name.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
Yeah, this is all about learning. So I went to from the Sphinx to I went to those lions. I think they still they had lions. You know more than me. It's been so many years, but the New York Public Library, I remember there being like lions in the front or whatever. But anyway, they were showing me the lions, and then I instantly got it had to do with learning. So here's the message. What if you were wrong? so they want to play a game with you. And say your name one more time.
Valerie.
Yeah. So here's the game. Because remember, the mind doesn't really know truth. It really doesn't. And we have made it our Lord and Savior. So when we're operating out of mind, we really don't really know a whole lot, to be honest. So here's what they're offering you. What if you were just really totally wrong about everything? What if you were wrong? So as you permit yourself to entertain that concept and that thought and that premise, what you do is invite spirit to educate you. So I feel like you have a beautiful opportunity of really almost like re-education or education from the spiritual realm in terms of introducing you to correct doctrine and into correct perceptions. So it's almost like, this is how it feels to me knowing you. The gift that you have in terms of like that whole dream stuff and how you can interpret that, it's like they want to transfer that over, to bring that full frontal, like in terms of your current dream state being this world as we take it. And to remember this too is a dream. So this is what I feel like is the next opportunity that's being gifted to you is to start really remembering that this is dream and really operates the same way dreams work at night in terms of our consciousness. And that as you open up, see, here's the key. And I literally see a latch being unlocked. As you open up and give them permission to instruct, they will. It has to do with releasing the attachment to what the mind thinks. And so there's going to be like a jig involved, like a two-step kind of thing, because the mind immediately interprets it. It thinks it knows what everything's for. And it's almost like one of the first lessons of A Course in Miracles, which basically, it's probably like lesson one or two or whatever. And it's like, I don't know what anything in the room is for. And so that's the whole, they're saying that's the holy point. Because as you permit the filter of truth to kind of like overlay, it's like spirit has opportunity to kind of welcome you home and show you truth. And that you have laid like the groundwork for that reintroduction. And say your name again, please.
Valerie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful opportunity. I feel like you have very, who is he? He's got initials. DW, DK?
DK.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Thank you. He's one of the ones that are working with you. So, that's their message. They're saying it's time. It's time. Because otherwise you're leading a double life. It's sort of like on one level, you're with them and working with them. And on the other level, you're still playing out a conditioned consciousness. So they want to help you override that. Okay, so that's what we have to say.
Thank you. And if they have any last minute advice before my sister visits in a few days.
Okay. Seer is an illusion of your own consciousness. Your own consciousness. That's important. That's important. In other words, she's representing ego consciousness. And there's only one ego. There's only one. There's no separation. There's no, like, remember, they're saying, remember, oh, they're like, oh, goody, we get to follow our plan now. So remember, step one, this is a dream world. You're dreaming your sister. What is your ego saying to you today? It's your ego. What is your ego saying to you today? And as you take this opportunity to climb to like higher ground in experiencing the wealth of information that's being downloaded to you, what you're going to do is like be like Cinderella stepping into the glass slipper. You're going to bring yourself into the real life. So it's almost like life's a hallucination. There are all these ghosts running around the planet, and that your sister is really just a mirage of consciousness, and of that old ego consciousness that you're, and Valerie, say your name one more time.
Valerie.
You're learning how to disidentify with. So it's, instead of seeing it as like threatening or uncomfortable, use it as an opportunity of releasing yourself from that belief system or lower paradigm, but see it as an aspect of egoic consciousness. See it as an aspect of self, and there is no threat because it's on some level it's you, it's your dream. And say your name one more time.
Valerie.
And say it one more time.
Valerie.
You can do energy work ahead of time if you choose, and the energy work would be to transmit love to her, to send love. That will support a more peaceful flow of events. So if you want to do some energy work, and what you can do, they're saying like when you visualize her, to if you have trouble with that love, having a being sincere or whatever, imagine a rose right in front of her heart. So you're really kind of linking into the rose energy, the heart, the love energy, and then that love energy can extend. So you can put a rose in between the two of you to support you. You can do a rose, you could do a beloved pet. Put that energy between the two of you to help with the love, the energy transference. And the more that you can love her in her highest truth, you know, understanding, you know, who she is in her true higher self, the more you can communicate with her higher self and send love and have there be like a bonding on that level, that will also transmute a lot of these like lower energies. Okie dokie.
Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Okay. Songul? Songul?
Hello.
Hi, so nice to have you on Tuesdays. How can we help you?
I'm happy to see you again.
Me too. How can we help you, honey?
Just, I'm asking the masters to give me some messages for my high school.
Okay. Say your first name.
Songul.
And say it one more time.
Songul.
And say it one more time.
Songul.
Thank you. So how's the channeling going? How's the channeling going, my friend?
What channeling?
You're channeling. Oh my gosh.
Actually, yes. Yesterday I got something, but I don't know if it was channeling or not. I just wrote something.
You're channeling, honey.
Oh, really? Nice to hear that.
Okay, one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Sound good.
And say it one more time.
Sound good.
Oh my gosh, you are so good to go. You are so good to go. You've really been doing your work. I don't know how else to say this. Your heart, you know how it's all about the awakened heart chakra? You have really done extensive healing with the heart. Healing like family issues, other issues, embracing love consciousness, like all the things that spirit would want a spiritual aspirant to be involved with, you have been excelling at. And I'm literally looking at like a semicircle of light beings. Oh my gosh, I can't even begin to tell you how beautiful their energy feels. It's a circle of light beings. And they're helping you really to hear them is what's going on. They're helping you to hear them. I do feel like you're probably one of them. But in any event, here's what they want to say to you. There's free, clear communication now. Oh my God, the energies. There's free, clear communication now traveling between their awarenesses and yours because you have lifted up your awareness. You have lifted up your awareness. Like the bottom line is you're really leaving those lower energies of samsara, of 3D consciousness. So, you know, you're working your way through it. But as you kind of continue to clear out the vessel, the natural channeling, they're saying channeling, everyone can channel, but there's so much fog, no one can understand what they're receiving because there's too much fog. And so as you're clearing out your vessel, you're clearing out the fog, and then it's not really channeling, it's just hearing your natural self, hearing your natural voice, being at one with your true multiverse capacity is what they're saying. So you don't have to think of it if you don't want to as channeling as much as your vessel is clear. And so you're receiving more accurate communications like from your diamond self, from higher awarenesses. So really keep it up, keep it up. They're so pleased. They're talking amongst themselves. It's so funny. One moment. And say your name one more time.
Sound good.
There's some kind of imagery they're presenting us with, and it has to do with, I'll look on Google Images, but it has to do with like the awakened heart chakra. They're saying it would be helpful to look at those images, like just at like on a continuing basis, like maybe have a little picture by your bedstand or whatever, or for refrigerator, doesn't matter where, but to kind of just for re-emphasizing. They say if I will look on the internet, they'll tell me what to send to you. But again, just remembering, I literally see this. This is like the lotus flower, like your heart is awakening is what it is. Beautiful, really beautiful. Beautiful. Oh my gosh. And yes, you are channeling.
I'll write it to you later to see if it's channeling or not. Just yesterday, I jotted down some things.
Well, you want to read it to us now? It's just me and Mitzi. You can do it now.
I can read it to you then.
Okay.
Can I?
Sure.
Okay, go within yourself. The answer to your solid question is there. Just listen to yourself and get in touch with your true higher self. Whatever you would like to manifest in this lifetime is within you. Just trust in love and faith. So be.
Sweetheart, that would be channeled. Congratulations. Congratulations. They are equally happy. They are delighted. They are delighted. Yeah. Keep going. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that we got to experience this moment together. How beautiful. I could.
Yeah.
Feel nice. Awesome. Yay. Oh, congratulations. Yay. I know. Yay. All right, Mitzi, how can we help you, sweetheart? Pretty pillow.
Thank you. Well, I guess I've been feeling a bit of a shift about my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of realized that I should feel gratitude for the opportunity of learning all the things that being here in Florida
mm-hmm.
gives me. And I've been feeling okay about it, but I just got a message while during the channeling earlier that the people that I thought were going to end up renting the apartment in Barcelona are not going to. So then I started panicking. I was getting a little nervous, but I realized I did that extra translation. So the money that I was going to pay, I owe a couple of months back rent. I was going to pay them back month. Mm-hmm. It'll give me a chance to pay for the month of July and not panic about not having somebody. I mean, it's not so much that I'm so attached to everything that I need to hold on to the apartment. So I got a lot of stuff there, which I know is just stuff. I know that. But, you know, like some of it's kind of unique. The painting that my friend did of me, things like that. So I know that that's just attachment, but I guess I'm no longer panicking, but maybe some guidance about that, and if I did actually make that shift, and whatever they want to tell me, please. Thank you.
Okay. So you're still in the lease. Is that what it is?
Actually, I don't have a lease. That's the thing. I've been there for 20 years. It's an illegal rental of a non up to code apartment.
Okay.
For the moment, I don't think she would have anybody else to rent it because she'd have to go in and renovate the whole thing. I mean, the building's 400 years old.
That's so cool.
I think it's cool. You know, apparently the people who looked at it didn't like the cracks in the wall. But
okay, I got the card patience and planning two times. Patience okay. and planning. So I guess it means looking for another renter.
Right.
Okay, let me see what I can channel. One moment, please.
Thanks.
And say your first name.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time, honey.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
So your mom can't hear this, correct?
No.
Okay. So if she were to cross, would you go back to Spain?
To live? Not, I don't think yet. I don't think I'm ready to. I mean, that's a good question to ask advice about.
Well, I feel like that may be part of, I feel like you're giving mixed signals to the universe in terms of what you want. Like, do you want it rented? Do you want it open so that you can slide in? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I've kind of come to the conclusion that I should stay here a couple of years and work
okay.
in this country.
Okay, and you're at peace with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I did the course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, one moment, please. And say your first name one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
I'm not getting anything. Let me pull another card, see what I can get.
Okay.
Well, I got triumph, so that's good. That means at the end of the day, all is well.
Okay. Because my question is, am I supposed to walk away from the apartment and everything in it? Or, you know, I mean, is this a test of some sort?
I don't know the answer. And I don't know what, I don't know why I don't know the answer. I'm getting like there's nobody there helping me. I don't know why. Let me try this a different way. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, every time I pull a card, the cards are just reflecting the energy that you're feeling. So the cards are accurate, but it's not giving me any information that's going to help you. Besides the patience and planning, that part I got clearly, that there's work involved. Let me just see what else I can bring forth. Let me just put this aside and see what I can bring forth and see if that helps. One moment. Mitzi, say your name again, please.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
And say it one more time.
Mitzi.
You've got this man with a turban and a gray beard that's helping you. So what I like about this imagery is that I see help. I do feel like help is on its way. Let me see if he can tell me something. One moment, please. Let's say your name one more time.
Mitzi.
I don't know. I don't know why I don't know. All right. You know, I will pray about it and just ask them to bring it forth in another way. Maybe later when I meditate, see if I can get anything else. So I'll get back with you. But you do have this nice man. He's got a gray beard and some kind of turban wrap.
Is he an ascended master?
He's wise, whoever he is. But he's working with you really quite steadily right now. So I do feel like you're going to be in a growth period in terms of your awarenesses. He's helping you spiritually grow, like really helping you to arrive, like moving you from the place of seeking to the place of awarenesses and understanding. Mitzi, say your name one more time.
Yeah, Mitzi.
Yeah, I just feel like that's what they're focused on. For whatever reason, I'm not getting anything about the other, except patience and planning.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess the conclusion I came to, since I have this extra money, I can actually pay July's rent without worrying.
Yeah.
And then I have 6 weeks to find somebody.
Yeah. So I'm guessing that's the answer because, I mean, I got the same card both times in a row, patience and planning.
Okay.
So we'll just end, we'll just go with that.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Indeed, we will conclude with love. In other words, as you plan, as you have patience, sprinkle a bit of love for all involved. That will go a long way. Until next time, we remain. Namaste. So what they mean by that is love for yourself as you're moving through this experience, love for their landlord, and love for the new potential renters. So I really felt like the love going to all parties.